Okay, we're doing that Vav Amud Beis. Record is on. We're recording this now for your Bekiyus stuff. Yeah, it is indeed. We are starting at the Mishnah on the top of that Vav Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, "Ushnayim ro'un oso mechalon zeh, ushnayim ro'un oso mechalon zeh." Let's say two people witness an event from one window of a building, and two people witness an event from another window of the building. So you have two sets of witnesses, each witnessing the event from different windows, watching Reuven kill Shimon. Ve'echon maser bo ve'emtza, and someone's on the ground with Reuven and Shimon, warning Reuven, you better not kill Shimon, or else Beis Din's going to punish you. You know, you're going to get killed. Bizman shemiktsasan roen elu es elu. If some of the people in window number one can see some of the people in window number two, then hare elu edus achas. The people in window number one and window number two combine as a single set of Eden. So if you have two people in window one, two people in window two, and they can see each other and they see the event, you have one group of four Eden. Right? They combine together as one big group of Eden. So what does that mean, they combine as one big group of Eden? That means if you want to turn them into Eden Zomin, what do you have to do? All four of them have to be Eden Zomin. That means if even one of these four is a relative or possible, the whole Eidus gets thrown out, because it's one group of Eidim. But Ve'im Lav, if the people in window number one cannot see the people in window number two, Hare Elu Shtei Eduyos, then it's two sets of witnesses. They're separate sets of witnesses. So if you want to turn the people in window number one into Eidim Zomim, you just need to concentrate on the people in window number one. If you want to turn the people in window number two into Eidim Zomim, you just need to get them. Lefichach, and therefore, if one of the groups, let's say the people in window number one, are Edom Zomim, who vehein neharagin, Reuven will still get killed because you still have the other witnesses that saw him kill Shimon, but the witnesses that became Edom Zomim will also get killed. Vahashniya petura, and the witnesses that did not become Edom Zomim will be pater because they're just regular good old witnesses. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says no. Li'olam ein neharagin at yushnei edav masrin bo. He says, this whole case doesn't make sense. The only way anyone ever gets killed is if the Edom are the ones that give the hasra'ah. You can't have Edom in window number one, Edom in window number two, and some other guy giving the hasra'ah, giving the warning down on the floor. No, the only way anyone ever gets killed is if the Edom themselves are the ones that warn the person, you better not do this or you're going to get killed. That's a halacha, Rabbi Yossi says. The Edom have to be the ones giving that straw. Where do I get such a strange halacha from, says Rabbi Yossi? Shenemar, it's a pasuk in the Torah. Pasuk says, al pi shnayim Edom. It has to be by the mouth of two witnesses, which means the two witnesses are not only the people saying testimony, but their mouths are also the mouths that give hasra'a, that give warning to the person. How would the Tanakhama understand the pasuk al pi shnayim edim? Dover acher, another explanation of the pasuk is al pi shnayim edim shalote sanhedrin shomas mi pi haturgaman. When we say that, when the pasuk says it has to be by the mouths of the two witnesses, it just means that the Sanhedrin has to listen to the testimony directly from the witnesses and can't use a translator. Let's say the witnesses come to court and they say, we saw Reuven kill Shimon, but we only speak Spanish. Or, you know, we don't know hablo or whatever. We don't speak any English. So the Beis Din has to be able to speak Spanish. They cannot listen to a translator. They have to hear the witnesses themselves. They have to hear in the language of the witnesses. That's why the Sanhedrin HaGadol, in order to sit on the Sanhedrin HaGadol, one of the requirements was at least that some of the members had to be Yodim B'Shivim Lashon. They had to speak all 70 languages. No way. Because they had cases from throughout the world that would come to them. So they had to deal with all the cases throughout the world. Okay, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Zosha Bar Tovi Amar Rav, Minayin Le'edus Miyuchedes Shehi Psula. How do I know that Eidus Miyuchedes is not valid Eidus? What does Eidus Miyuchedes mean? So first of all, it's a concept. Eidus Miyuchedes. What Eidus Miyuchedes means is you have one guy witnessing an event from one window and another guy witnessing the event from the other window. Not the same case as the Mishnah. Case of the Mishnah we had was two people in one window, two people in the other window. Eidus Miyuchedes is one guy sees it from one window, another guy sees it from another window. So these two Eidim are not together at all. They don't see each other, they don't know about each other, they just both happen to be looking out their apartment windows and they see that Reuven's killing Shimon. How do I know that that's not a valid Eidus? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Lo yumas al pi eid echad. we may not kill based on the testimony of one witness. Exactly. Mayachad. What does Eid Echad mean over here? Ilema Eid Echad Mamish. If it literally means one witness, that we're not allowed to kill based on one witness, Meiresha Shamin Allah. We already know that from the other half of the Pasuk, the first half of the Pasuk, where it says, Al Pi Shnayim Eidim, that you need two witnesses. So it would be obvious already. Elamai Echad. So what does it mean when it says that you cannot kill based on Eid Echad? It must mean, even if there's more than one guy, it must mean Echad Echad, that there's one guy plus another guy that just don't see each other, that even that's no good. So where do we see that Eidus Miuchedus is no good? Because the Torah says you can't have Eid Echad. What does it mean you can't have Eid Echad? It means you can't have one guy over there and one guy over there and combine them. It doesn't work. The two Eidim in some way need to be connected to each other. Tanya Nami Achim, we have a brisa that says just like this. Lo yumas al pi Eid Echad, you're not allowed to kill based on Eid Echad. Lahavi shnayim sharon also echad mechalon zeh ve'echad mechalon zeh ve'in roin zeh zeh. That's talking about a case where two people see it, but one guy's from this window, the other guy's seeing it from that window, and they don't see each other. She'in mitstarfin, with that they don't combine together for an edus. V'lo oda. Not only that, ela afilu bazeh achar zeh bechalon echad ein mitstarfin. Even if both witnesses saw out of the same window, but they took turns looking out of the window, they also can't combine. They have to see it at the same time. Not only must they be seeing it from the same window, they have to be seeing it at the same time. So if one guy says, oh my God, Reuven's killing Shimon, you got to see this, and there's only enough room for one person to stand at the window, so the friend says, get out of the way, let me see that. And he goes and he looks out the window, and then he sees... They can't combine because they didn't see it at the same time. Even that case is no good. Even then they can't be mitzarif. Amrle Rav Papa Labayis, Rav Papa says Labayis, wait a second. Obviously that case is no good. Meaning that should be even more obvious than the first case. Why? Because in the first case, what did you have? Two people watching the same event at the same time, just out of different windows. So if that's no good, that's a big chiddush that that's no good, because they're watching the same event. In the second case, it's obviously no good. Why is it obviously no good in the second case? They're not seeing the same thing. One guy's seeing Reuven pull the trigger, the other one's seeing Shimon on the floor dead. They're not seeing the same thing. Only one of them actually could have witnessed the murder. So, Amalei Rav Papa Labaye, Rav Papa says Labaye, hashta, think about this for a second. Uma echad mechalon zeh, ve'echad mechalon zeh. If in a case where one guy sees from one window and another guy sees from another window, tahayka chazi kulo maisa, vahayka chazi kulo maisa, where each one of them saw the whole thing, still amrit lo mitstarfi, you still say that they don't combine. Well then, bazeh achar zeh, where they take turns, tahay chazi palga de maisa, where the first guy only saw half of what happened, vahay chazi palga de maisa, and the second guy only saw the other half of what happened, mi bai? Do you need to tell me that they're not going to work as Edom? Of course they're not going to work as Edom. They didn't even see the same thing. Big fat question mark. Amar le lo nitzrucha elo leboel es ha'erva. No, the case is where they're testifying about arayos. They're testifying about someone committing a sexual sin. So that's what they're testifying about. And therefore, you would think that they should combine. Why? Why is that different than a murder? Because it's continuous. If they're testifying that someone pulled the trigger, only one guy saw Reuven pull the trigger, because that's a split second. But Boel es ha'erva, when someone is committing a sexual sin, it's a period of time that it happens over. So each of them could have seen enough to know that there was Boel es ha'erva. They both saw the act. It doesn't matter whether one guy saw the beginning of the act, the other guy saw the middle of the act, or the end of the act. They both saw it. So that is that period right there. Main point number one. We'll make this an easy one. The source that Eidus Miuchedes is possible. Again, what does Eidus Miuchedes mean? One guy from one window, another guy from another window, who don't see each other, right? The source that Eidus Miuchedes is possible, that two guys from two different windows is possible, is from the Pasuk, Lo Yumas Al Pi Eid Echad. The source that Eidus Miuchedes is possible is from the Pasuk, Lo Yumas Al Pi Eid Echad. Lo yumas al pi eid echad. Amar Rava, im hayu roa nes hamasra o hamasra roa osan mitstarfin. In the case of the Mishnah, where there's that one guy down in the middle warning the Reuven not to kill Shimon, if the witnesses see the guy that's giving the warning, or the guy that's giving the warning sees the witnesses from the two different windows, then that can combine the witnesses with each other into one group. Meaning, even though witnesses in window one do not see the witnesses in window two, but if they both can see the guy giving the hasra'a, giving the warning, that combines them all into one group. That's what Rava says. V'amar Rava, and Rava also says, Masra sha'amra afilu mipiyatsu afilu mipiyashev. In order to give the warning, it could be anybody that gives the warning. It could even be the victim himself. It could even be Shimon saying, you better not kill me, Reuven, because Bazin's going to get you. That's fine. It doesn't have to be anyone special to give. It could even be the victim himself. It could even be a shade. What's a shade? A demon. Meaning it could be like a voice that comes out of nowhere. Don't kill him. Or whatever. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if we know who the witness, you know, who's giving the warning. Just as long as we know that he received warning. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Eidus miyuchedes ksheira b'dine mamonis. That Eidus miyuchedes, again, when one guy sees the event from one window, another guy from another window, that's kosher for dine mamonis. What's dine mamonis? Monetary law. Tichsiv lo yumas al pi edachad. What can't we do with Eidus miyuchedes? Kill someone with Eidus miyuchedes. So we see from there, b'dine nefashos hu de'in ksheira. It doesn't work with dine nefashos, with life and death laws, avol b'dine mamonis ksheira, but with monetary laws, that's fine. Maskevla Rav Zutra, that's considered dine nefashos, good question. Maskevla Rav Zutra, elameata b'dine nefashos tatzil, alamatnan hu ve'hein naragin. If Eidus miyuchedes works for dine mamonis, then it should at least work enough for dine nefashos to allow us to save someone's life. Meaning, we should at least say that it would be enough to save someone's life. When two people see from one window, two people see from another window, let's say, and one of them turns out to be an aid zomim, we should at least be willing to say that they're combined enough that we're not going to kill anybody. Because it's at least a possibility, meaning we should treat it like a suffix. We should treat it at least like a possibility that you could save someone's life with that. The Gemara says, kasha. Because in general, whenever Bazin is dealing with someone's life, our inclination is always to be more lenient, is to not kill someone. So we should at least use Eidus Miyuchedes as a reason not to kill Eidim Zomimin, let's say. Rabbi Yossi Omer, then the Mishnah said that Rabbi Yossi says, that what did Rabbi Yossi say in the Mishnah? That the witnesses have to be the ones giving the warning. So, main point number two before we get to Rabbi Yossi, Eidus Miyuchedes is kosher for Dine Mamonis. Eidus Miyuchedes works for monetary law. Now, Rabbi Yossi is the one that said that the witnesses themselves have to give the warning. Amalei Rav Papa Abaye, Rav Papa says to Abaye, Umiyasei Rabbi Yossi Hai Svara? Does Rabbi Yossi really hold the witnesses themselves have to give warning? Vatnan, but doesn't the Mishnah say that Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says Hasone Neharag Mipnei Shehu Kemuad Umusra, that if let's say Reuven and Shimon are mortal enemies, and Reuven kills Shimon, Reuven doesn't even need Hasra, even if you never got warning, we would kill Reuven, because we know that he did it on purpose. Rabbi Yossi says Hasra is just to make sure that the guy is doing it on purpose. Well, if Reuven's his enemy, obviously he was doing it on purpose. So how could our Mishnah say that Rabbi Yossi holds the Edim have to give Hasra'ah? You know what Rabbi Yossi really holds? You don't even really need Hasra'ah. Hasra'ah is just there to make sure the guy is doing it on purpose. If he's an enemy, you don't even need Hasra'ah at all. Amalei ahu Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehudi. He says, no, you're getting confused. There's Rabbi Yossi, and there's Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi is the one in our Mishnah who says that the Edim have to give Hasra'ah. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda is the one that says that no, Hasra is just there to make sure the guy is doing it on purpose. And therefore, if you know he's doing it on purpose anyway, you don't even need Hasra'ah. Ditanya, like the Bryce says, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Omer, Chaver ain't Sarach Hasra'ah. Someone who's a Talmud Chacham doesn't need Hasra'ah. Why would a Talmud Chacham not need Hasra'ah? Because what's Hasra'ah? You tell him, you better not do this, because if you do this, the halach is you're going to be Chayiv Misa. Well, Talmud Chacham knows he's Chayiv Misa, so we know that he knows the consequences of this. So he doesn't even need Hasra. Lufi, because Shalonitna Hasra Ella Lahavchin Ben Shogig Lemezid. Important concept. Shalonitna Hasra Ella Lahavchin Ben Shogig Lemezid. Hasra is only there to be able to differentiate between someone who's doing it on purpose and someone who's doing it on accident. The whole point of Hasra is to be able to tell the guy is doing it on purpose. Main point number three. If you hold Hasra is only to confirm, I'm going to say it quickly. If you hold that Hasra is only to confirm that the guy is doing it b'mezid, neither a Talmud Chacham nor an enemy would need Hasra'ah. Because we know they're doing it on purpose. Neither a Talmud Chacham nor an enemy would need Hasra'ah. And Edim don't have to give the Hasra'ah. Because there would be no rules and regulations of Hasra'ah. We just need to verify that it's on purpose. So again, three things would come out. If you hold that the whole point of Hasra'ah is just to make sure he's mazid, three halachos would emerge from that. Talmud Chacham wouldn't need Hasra'ah. A sone, an enemy, wouldn't need Hasra, and the Edim themselves wouldn't have to be the ones to give Hasra. Those would be the three halachas that emerge from that. So a great test question would be, which of the following is not one of the halachas that emerge from holding that the point of Hasra is to tell that the guy is doing it on purpose? A, that a chaver doesn't need, that a Talmud Chacham doesn't need Hasra. B, that an enemy doesn't need Hasra. C, that Edim don't have to be the ones that give Hasra. D, Batman. So, right, the answer would be D. Or whatever. It wouldn't be Batman, but it would be something else. But meaning it's whatever one of those three is not. That's Shalom Nitna Israel Lahavchan Min Shogun Mezid. The words are in your Gemara. Copy it out of your Gemara. I just want to get to the next, to the Mishnah. Dover Acher. Al Pishnayim Edim Shalote Sanhedrin Shomas Mipiyam Torgman. The Mishnah had said that the Sanhedrin can't hear from a translator. Hanu Lauzi Da Asil Kameh De Rava. A guy who spoke a foreign language came to Rava. Uki Rava Turgman Benayu, and Rava had in his basin a translator. Asked the Gemara, what? Vehichi Avarachi, how's he allowed to do that? Vatanan, Shalote Sanhedrin Shamas Mipia Turgman. Our Mishnah said, you're not allowed to have a translator in Bezdin. Answers the Gemara, Rava, Meida Havayada, Mada Havu Amri. Rava was able to understand the language these guys were speaking. Va'ahadurehu Delo Havayada, he just didn't know how to respond in their language. He couldn't speak it, but he could understand it. The Gemara goes on to say that two guys, Ila'a and Tuvia, were relatives not of two of the people that the case was about. They were relatives of a co-signer, meaning Reuven lent money to Shimon, and Shimon had Levi co-sign on the loan that if he ever can't pay it back, that Levi would pay it back. Ila'a and Tuvia were relatives of Levi, of the co-signer. Arva is a co-signer, important concept. Arva, co-signer. Savar of Papa Lememar, so Rav Papa thought to say, Gabi Love Malva Rechikininhu, well, they're not related to Reuven or Shimon, so they should be fine to be Aden. Amle Rafuna Breder of Yeshua, Rav Papa, Rafuna Breder of Yeshua said to Rav Papa, Ilestle Lilova, Lav Basar Arva Azul Malva? Well, if the borrower doesn't have money, who do you think they're going to go to collect the money from? The cosigner. So it matters that the cosigner is a relative also. No relatives of the borrower, the lender, or the co-signer can be Edim. Main point number four on the bottom of Vavam Beis. Beis Din cannot hear Edus through a translator, but they can speak to the Edim through a translator. So again, Beis Din can't hear the Edus from a translator, like Rava, but you're allowed to speak to the Edim through a translator, like Rava did in our Gemara. And tomorrow, Be'ezras Hashem, will take probably about 10 minutes to finish the parak. Tomorrow we have the Gemara about Bezna kills once every 70 years, you know, that whole thing.